The September 2nd tsunami evacuation was a test of Unalaska's emergency preparedness. Residents in low-lying areas were called to leave their homes and move to higher ground to escape a potential wave. The rule of thumb is to get at least 50 feet above sea level. But now, some University of Alaska Fairbanks researchers might be able to come up with more precise instructions. They're working with the United States Geological Survey to develop a new, more specific tsunami inundation model for the island. Maps will then be created using this modeling program that will look at earthquakes of varying magnitudes and distances from the island to figure out just how far water can come into the community. Dmitry Nikolsky of the Alaska Earthquake Information Center was here last week working on the project.
Basically, we spent 3 days here and we've been to almost every corner of the town, which is close to the shoreline and not very far above the water level.
The team has already worked on models for Kodiak, Whittier, and Homer, among other Alaskan communities. And they were out doing survey work on Accutan when the 6.8 magnitude earthquake hit earlier this month. After they're done with data collection, they'll send all of their results to the National Geophysical Data Center to be analyzed.
Them to process this data can construct a seamless topography and bathymeter survey. And then it will take approximately 6 or 8 months for us to make a draft of this maps and additional modeling, and then we will come to this community and we will present those maps as a draft, and we will get input, local input.
Nikolsky says that the maps will likely be ready by 2013.